Good morning. This is Times of India Radio and here is today's news. Starting 2019 with the liftoff of two surveillance satellites for Defence Research and Development Organisation or DRDO, one of which was used as a target for the ASAT missile test, the ISRO is gearing up to launch a slew of advanced military satellites this year that will enhance surveillance capabilities of security forces and boost the country's strategic assets in space. ISRO is scheduled to launch four new series RESAT satellites and an advanced CARTOSAT-3 satellite. The images from the old RESAT series satellites were used to plan the surgical strike in 2016 and the airstrike on a Jaish camp in Pakistan's Balakot this year. The Election Commission on Wednesday sent a notice to Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath for his recent statement in Ghaziabad crediting Modi ji ki sena for countering terrorists with bullets and bombs. The notice is in view of Adityanath's comments having invoked the army prima facie violating the EC's instructions dated March 19th, asking political parties to restrain the campaigners and candidates from indulging in political propaganda involving activities of the defence forces. Sources in Lucknow said the UP Chief Minister has been asked to reply to the EC show cause notice latest by April 5th afternoon. The EC had asked UP Chief Electoral Officer to seek a factual report from the Ghaziabad District Magistrate soon after Adityanath made the controversial remarks at an election rally. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley attacked Congress President Rahul Gandhi on Wednesday for what he called sweetheart deals with fly-by-night operators that included receiving inflated rent payments, saying he must remember to explain his affairs before levelling allegations. Reacting to a media report of a farmhouse owned by Rahul Gandhi and his sister Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, which was rented out to what he called tainted businessmen, Jaitley said people in glass houses should not throw stones. The finance minister said for generations the family did not earn from any commercial ventures. They were in public service and most such people sacrificed careers and lead a decidedly frugal life. Most members of the Nehru Gandhi family studied outside the country for the last four generations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched an all-out attack from Bengal on both the Congress and the Trinamool Congress on Wednesday, choosing the Kolkata venue to target his principal national rival, the Congress, and focusing on the major state-level player, the Trinamool, in a Siliguri speech. The speech delivered at Kolkata's Brigade Parade venue was clearly aimed at the national audience, as Modi accused the Congress of bowing its heads to terrorists. He cited the Congress manifesto, in which it promised to review the AFSPA that gave armed forces special powers in areas designated as disturbed. Modi said that the Congress was trying to weaken the armed forces.